A lifetime of indoctrination.
So busy fighting with each other that we never look up and realize we're getting fucked.
I'm the only one in the universe that has free will.
Don't let it control you. Because we are energy, we operate on vibrations and frequencies. Because you control it. And having the collective, being able to interact more with each other. This is where free will comes from.
We are born free and we will stay free.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Free Will. This is Tony Scardino, and today we will be exploring the concept of karma. So, karma's a really interesting topic, you guys. Recap from last week, we talked about manifestation. I think it would be cool to watch the episode prior to this one, because manifestation, you'll see how it goes along neck and neck with karma. I think we don't talk about that enough because there's a lot of ideas on karma and bad karma and what you did wrong. Today we are going to have a little bit of a different mindset on karma. We're going to try to tackle some of the different opinions that I came across when I was studying this topic. But karma is a fundamental principle in many spiritual traditions that emphasizes the law of cause and effect, moral responsibility, and the interconnectedness of all beings.
Every time you victimize someone, you are victimizing yourself. Every act of kindness you've done to yourself. Every happy and sad moment ever experienced by any human was or will be experienced by you. But all the people on Earth, all you, different incarnations of you. Wait, I'm everyone. Now you're getting it. I'm every human being who ever lived. Or who will ever live. Yes, I'm Abraham Lincoln. And you're John Wilkes Booth too. I'm Hitler, you said, appalled. And you're the millions he killed. I'm Jesus. And you're everyone who followed him. You fell silent. You thought for a long time. Why? Why do all this? Because someday you will become like me. Because that's what you are. You're one of my kind. Still growing. Once you've lived every human life throughout all time, you will have grown enough to be born. So the whole universe, it's just an egg, I answered. Now it's time for you to move on to your next life. And I send you on your way.
Today we're going to look at the different points of views on karma so we can gain universal truth. So, karma. We've brought it up a few times before. We have the number 8. 8 is the infinity symbol, and as we all know it, karma, what goes around comes back around, like a loop. So that's why it's the infinity symbol, because it's never ending. So we've talked about the number 8 in dimensions, a previous episode. The 8th dimension is the dimension of the dream state, where all possibilities can come true. It's an infinite number of possibilities, just like you're dreaming what happened. You can think about and daydream about whatever you want. So 8 is the dream state dimension. In numerology, 8 is the number of karma, or as they say, business. So in numerology, like we said, 8 is the infinite number. In astrology, the planet that represents karma is Saturn. And Saturn represents the planet of structure, order, and discipline. So find the uniqueness in that, how 8 is this number of infinite, but how you do it, the structure of it. So it has these two themes that kind of circle around each other, of the loop of infinite and the business structure tied with it. Karma is derived from Sanskrit, which is karman, which means act, action, or deed. Is the ancient Indo and European language of India, so it is in the Hindu scriptures, and this dates way before 1500 BCE. And in Hinduism, karma has this belief of our actions have consequences, both in this life and beyond. It is often understood as a cosmic law that governs the cycle of rebirth, personal growth, and the unfolding of our individual destinies. So this theme of karma being a reward or a punishment, good karma and bad karma. What karma wants you to understand is that our actions, so karma, karman, action, the word actions, have reactions. So how we've talked about with energy, everything has a negative to the positive. It is an action and a reaction. This is shown in Newton's scientific tenet with little marble thingies that every single action has an equal and opposite reaction. There are three types of karma recognized in spiritual teachings. In connection to the law of three that we always talk about, the positive, negative, neutral, everything is in threes. So three types of karma. We have number one, and excuse me if I'm pronouncing it wrong, but number one, Sanchita karma, which is the accumulated karma from past actions. So this is in when they're referring to your past lives. In your past life, you did something, now you have the karma for it. The second one is Prarabdha karma, which is your destined karma that influences our current life circumstances. So destined karma, think of this as almost ancestral. So this is your karma where you have a DNA, your DNA, which is code of all of your lessons and experiences, and your ancestors in the past, they have unresolved, unhealed traumas or lessons needed to be learned. And now it's passed down to you. So it's up to you on whether or not you want to break that in the family tree. We'll talk more about that when we talk about genealogy. And then third, Kriyamana karma. This is the actions we are currently performing and their consequences. So this is in the now, what we're doing now to create karma. Karma is the connection between actions and experiences. So we look at it as a punishment. But today I want to show that it is not a punishment, it is a lesson. Because in order for us to grow and reach a higher self, a higher version of ourselves, a higher vibrational version, we need to have the lessons. We need the karma in order to generate that negative energy into a positive. So we need to think of karma as actions and experiences. Every action has a reaction. It is not a punishment and a reward. It is just life. So one of the key aspects of karma is its emphasis on moral responsibility. The concept teaches us that our thoughts, actions, and words shape our future experiences and contribute to our spiritual evolution. So energy cannot be distorted, it can only be transferred. Where does it transfer to? I'm sure your written DNA language transfers with that energy. So by acting ethically, cultivating virtues, and taking responsibility for our choices, we can align ourselves with positive karma and promote personal growth. Because what's the point of this? What's the point of learning this? Is personal growth. And when you grow your mind, you are going to act on a higher vibration. When you act on a higher vibration, you are acting with love. When you act with love, love is the answer. So how do we act with love? How do we get there? And how do we want the reality that we desire, feeling good, feeling love, acknowledgement of the laws, and we're going to go over the 12 karma laws, is going to benefit you substantially in getting there into that high vibrational self. So there's the 12 laws of karma. The first one, we have the great law. The great law is whatever we put into the universe, that will come back to us. So when I talked about manifestation being in connection to this, we've talked about whatever our thoughts, intentions, and feelings are with authenticity, that will merge into another frequency and that will come back to us, right? So the great law, whatever we put out there, it'll come back. We have the second law, the law of creation. This is life does not happen by itself. We need to make it happen. So of course, the action is required. We talked about it with manifestation, to take inspired action, that you can put out there in the energy what you want. But when lessons are thrown at you, which is usually typically how you, what you have to pass through to get what you want. So think of life like as a video game, like when you run into a challenge, you got to perform the challenge. You can't just make it to the end without knowing how to play the game. You have to play the game and go to each of these four levels to cross over to the next, right? And now we're going to go into the simulation theory that life is a video game. Just kidding. Then we have the third law, the law of humility. This is the law that one must accept something in order to change it. Simple as it is, as they say, even with feelings or personal problems or even like recovering addicts, they say the first step is acknowledging the problem, right? So you need to accept something in order to change it, to make the next step. You have to accept that you're at level two in order to get to level three. Law number four, the law of growth. This is the law that when we change ourselves, life changes too. Again, simple as that is, if we do something different, our life will be different. Law number five is the law of responsibility. This is, we must take responsibility for what is in our life. So how do we sink into those low vibrations? We start victimizing ourselves. We start saying, oh, why? Why is because of the lesson. Take responsibility to learn that lesson. Six, the law of connection. This is that the past, present, and future are all connected. There is no concept of time. What do I mean by this? The video game example, the movie example. We already know the past and we already know the present. It's already there. We're just observing it through time. Seven, the law of focus. So this is the law that we cannot think of two different things at the same time. People like to make arguments that you can, or even multitasking and stuff. Realistically, if you want something done and you want to make it happen, you got to focus on one thing at a time. Law number eight, the law of giving and hospitality. This is the law where our behavior should match our thoughts and actions. So again, in connection of the actions and experiences. Number nine, the law of here and now, living in the present. We cannot be present if we are looking backwards. So this is always a little teaching everywhere, is don't let the past kill you. Don't look at the past, you know, forget the past. That's because if you're looking at the past, and let's say you did something bad in the past, or you have something that you don't like in the past, you're bringing, or even if you did something good in the past, by living in the past, you are bringing that to today. And you're making that your karma for today as well. Karma gets left behind if you choose to today to change something for tomorrow. So if you're living in the past, you're constantly putting yourself in the same frequencies, in the same vibrations of the past. What you did in the past today, that will never change the future. So living in the present and what you change is the most important thing for what you want in the future. You cannot get what you want in the future by always staying here in the past. I have a good clip said by a guru himself that I want to put up, because I think this is a beautiful way to explain that.
See, please do not understand karma as some kind of punishment and reward. It's not like that. Karma means, till now whatever you did, the residual impact of that is definitely there upon your life. Yesterday whatever you did, is it not there in your memory? Is it not influencing what you do today? Yesterday what you thought, is it there in your memory? Is it not influencing your thought and action today? But this moment's karma is in your hands. Yesterday's karma you cannot change. This moment's karma could be a karma of freedom or of bondage. If you handle this moment in a certain way, you will be from everything that was yesterday. If you do not handle it that way, yesterday will rule you today.
Number 10, the law of change. This is the law where history repeats itself until we learn from it and change our path. So, like I was just saying, is they always say history repeats itself. That's because if history is repeating yourself, you didn't do anything to change it. To do something to change it, you must, going back to the law of humility, you must accept it to then change it. Or you will stay in the loop. History repeats itself. It's a constant, eternal loop until something is done to change. Law of creation, we need to do something, we need action in order to have a reaction. We cannot just expect to have reactions. Tying in the law of growth, when you do something to change, your life will change with it. Law number 11, the patience and reward. This is the law that the most valuable rewards require persistence. So, when you want something, you gotta work for it. If you want a lot, you gotta work a lot for it. If you want valuable rewards, you have to be persistent in that value that you give out into the universe. Because going back to law number 1, the great law, what we put out there is what we get in return. So if we want a lot in return, we got to put a lot out there. Just like the balance being of energy in the law of 3, if we want a lot of positive, there's probably going to be a lot of negative to keep that balance, to have that neutral energy, the protons, electrons, neutrons. So to keep that balance, if you want more of this, you're probably going to get more of this. But it doesn't have to affect you. Then you're perceiving now the negative as required with the positive. The last law is the law of significance and inspiration. So this is the rewards are a result of the energy and effort we put into it. So going back to what I was just saying is the value, the reward that you get is what you put in. So karma. When I just went over the 12 laws, to me it didn't really make me feel like, oh, it's like bad karma. It's, you know, I did this and I'm getting punished. It feels like an action and a reaction. Whatever you do, that's what will happen. That's the path to life. That's the steps, the levels. If you don't do anything to change, you will be eternally stuck, right? The infinite. Everything is infinite because in each step you take, that is until you change something, until you have the free will to change that, whatever infinite loop it is. Karma is not a punishment. It's not necessarily a reward. It's just the path and progression of life. And in order to progress and grow, we need to learn and experience more things. So let's bring up karma in the Bible. A lot of Christians, they say karma is a completely different thing. We don't believe in karma. In the Bible, we have this theme of reaping. If you don't have faith in Jesus, it's eternal damnation. If you do have faith in Jesus, it is eternal life with Jesus, a creator. I am. Either way, in the Bible, it symbolizes that no matter what it is, it's infinite, it's eternal. So, if everything is eternal, Jesus died on the cross and then resurrected for our sins. Resurrection is a symbol of rebirth. He was born again, the awakening, signifying that when you die, you do not die. You are born again, reincarnated into another body, whether it's a light body, now bringing in more Hinduism and Buddhism, or if it's reincarnating into a next life, to where they say you're reincarnated to a next life so you can fix all the bad karma, but it's you need to keep learning those lessons in order to keep cycling and cycling to your higher self. The more you learn and grow, the higher vibration. So this is what even the Bible to me signifies, is that Jesus represents I am, and you die on the cross. That is the same concept of an ego death. And then by him being born again to eternal life, whether it's eternal damnation or eternal life with Jesus, with I am, with yourself, this represents in the karma loop where if you don't have faith in yourself, you're living an eternal life in perspectives of reality. So Christians will say there is no redo. You go to heaven or hell, it is eternal. Well, they're correct. You cannot redo the past because that becomes then the present. You may live eternal damnation in that loop. If you never learn that lesson, you never change anything. Or the opposite of good karma, where you live eternal life in a state of heaven. The eight, it's an infinite sign. Everything is eternal. There is no end. What all of these religions and spiritual scriptures, they represent a rebirth, reincarnation theme. Whether you don't believe it's this, like you don't reincarnate because you're with Jesus, or you don't reincarnate because you're with hell, you can say the same thing. Well, you reincarnate because you have karma, or you reincarnate because you have good karma. It is basically the same ideas, and if we mix it together, how energy generates, the law of three, the positive, the negative, the neutral, and how we grow with lessons and experiences to gain to the next level of our video game. So Christians will say, you need to have faith in Jesus. To have faith in Jesus, I am, is to have faith in yourself. You are the creator of your life. He was talking about free will because you have the free will to create that life. So when you have faith in yourself, then you are living in a state of heaven. The opposite, if you're disconnected, eternal damnation. You're stuck in the loop, the karmic loop, until you learn the lesson. So I saw that in India, they don't necessarily care about the poor people because they see that they had probably a bad past life, so they're getting punished in this life. So back to how this is not punishments and rewards. You don't come back into life to get punished, and you don't die and get punished by God for eternal damnation. That is not how you ever grow. That is not spiritual growth. So it's contradicting in the scriptures itself, whether it's this one or that one or that one or this one, that you're not getting punished. You chose a life to learn something so then you can move on to the next lesson. Because this is what creates your perception of your life. Energy needs lessons in order to keep generating into a more higher frequency and vibration. If you're always focused on the darkness, you're probably going to stay. If you always have dark thoughts and you're focused on the darkness and you're focused on negative things going on and this and that, we're talking about even in relation to manifestation, is for if we're always in, we're never going to leave it. Whose choice is it to leave it? It's ours. No one's going to get us out of the loop if we're thinking that way. We need to change our thoughts and our perception. So how we said in manifestation is your negative thoughts, you can attach a positive value to it. Whereas this bad thing is going on in my life, instead of there being a bad value, a bad outcome to it, you can attach a positive outcome to it by saying, wait, I was supposed to learn this to do this, or I was supposed to go through this so I can go through this, or I was supposed to do this so I can teach this to my offspring. And it keeps going. Every single cause has an effect. A action has a reaction. We need the action and the reaction or it's nothing, it's eternal. So if you get stuck in the darkness, you're not leaving the darkness until you want to. If you get stuck in the positive, congratulations, that's where you want to be. And then you'll hear some spiritual people say, well, karma isn't real. That's because as a high vibrational being, if you're living on a high vibration and you're in the loop of eternity where you're getting nothing but good, of course you're not going to think karma is real because you have reached that higher vibration where you're not stuck in the loop that you don't want to be in, and you have awareness and acceptance of what loop you're in. Because a lot of people, when they're stuck in the negative loop, it's very difficult to recognize that loop than to recognize the positive loop, because it's harder work. It's a bigger lesson. If you never perceive anything as bad, then bad doesn't exist. So even where my focus of free will is, evil isn't real, just the negative required to recognize the positive, then evil doesn't exist is something positive. And that's the beautiful part of the neutral energy of the neutrons within us. So karma, it's not a punishment. It's not a reward. It's all about mindset and actions. And that's who we are. What do? On this planet, we do things and we think. If we want to change something, you have to simply do something to change it. Every action has a reaction. What goes around comes back around. So the relationship with free will is a complex and intriguing one. While karma suggests a certain degree of predestined consequences based on our actions, it also acknowledges the role of conscious choice in shaping our destiny. We can navigate our karmic paths with awareness and intention. So yeah, lots of different perspectives and points, and we got to look at all of them. And when you look at all of them, I'm telling you, it all connects. In the beginning is we are all connected, a collective consciousness of energy that has all existed together since the beginning of time, because energy was never distorted. So as we conclude on today's discussions about karma, I invite you to reflect on the principles of karma, the 12 laws, and how they can guide actions. Because when we look at the 12 laws, they're not lying. History repeats itself until we change our life to a new path. So we're going to end it off there this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Understanding karma as not a punishment, as not a reward, and understanding it as a law of life, and ensuring your manifestation capabilities. You can find me on all platforms at Official Tony Scardino. Please like, rate, comment, subscribe, and I hope you guys have a rest of the week.
I guess we'll never know.